So I want you to imagine trying to run through this massive underground maze. But the walls are constantly shifting, there are trapdoors everywhere, and just for fun, you're attempting all of this while wearing a really thick, heavy blindfold.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
Right, it is. You're entirely relying on your gut feeling to tell you when to turn left or right. And that right there is exactly what you are doing if you open an Etsy shop in 2026 and just try to guess what buyers want.
Yeah, you're basically buying a fast track ticket to zero sales.
Exactly. And a
And
whole lot of frustration.
it's a really brutal reality check for a lot of creatives right now. I mean, the era of that old build it and they will come mentality, like the craft fair vibe, that is completely dead and buried.
It
You
really.
simply cannot list a beautifully made item, cross your fingers, and expect the Etsy algorithm to magically serve it up to thousands of eager buyers. It just doesn't work that way anymore.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because we're not just throwing out doom and gloom today. We actually are sitting on an absolute gold mine of data for you.
A massive gold mine, yeah.
The mission for this deep dive is to tear into this remarkably comprehensive analysis from the team over at Online Sellers Hub. And what I love about this source material is that these guys didn't just read the marketing brochures for a bunch of software tools and call it a day.
Oh, far from it. Their methodology is actually what makes this data so robust. The Online Sellers Hub team, they spent dozens of hours running live, rigorous tests on actual Etsy shop workflows.
Real shops, right?
Exactly. We are talking real shops, real product listings, and live market data. They took the top two market research tools in the industry right now, Everbee and ERank, and they put them through an absolute gauntlet.
Just to see what actually moves the needle in this hyper-competitive 2026 landscape.
Right? They tested everything.
And I want to jump straight to their conclusion because honestly, they did not mince words here. It wasn't like a gentle suggestion. It was a firm line in the sand for anyone treating their shop like a real business.
Yeah, the core thesis of the report is pretty undeniable at this point. Data is no longer optional.
It's mandatory.
It is the fundamental baseline for entry. Every single serious Etsy seller must adopt and integrate at least one of these market research tools to survive. I mean, if you are operating without them, you aren't just standing still. You're actively moving backward while your competitors map out that maze you were talking about.
And the ROI, like the return on investment for actually taking that blindfold off, is staggering. The source data proves that connecting your store to live Etsy data through these tools increases organic traffic and sales by 20 to 40%.
Sometimes even more. Think about what a 20 to 40% lift means for a business margin, you know.
That's huge.
That is the literal difference between a hobby that quietly drains your savings account on raw materials and a thriving, sustainable e-commerce brand that actually pays your mortgage.
Right. If you're currently making, say, $2,000 a month, a 40% increase pushes you near $3,000. And that compounds over a year. But it's not just about bumping up numbers. It's about how the marketplace fundamentally operates now. Why is the environment so hostile to the intuition-based seller in 2026?
Well, it comes down to the sophistication of the modern search algorithm. Etsy is no longer just a digital catalog.
Right.
It is a highly advanced contextual search engine. The algorithm's primary goal, its only goal really, is to show a buyer exactly what they want to buy the absolute second they search for it.
And they have zero patience.
Zero. To do that, the algorithm looks for very specific data signals from sellers. If you don't know what buyers are typing into that search bar before you even manufacture your product, you simply cannot provide the signals the algorithm is hunting for.
So we are going to dive deep into exactly how you find those signals today. We are breaking down Everbee and ERank.
The heavy hitters.
We're going to look under the hood at their strengths, their glaring differences, the pricing,
Yeah.
and probably most importantly, how you actually use them in a daily workflow without losing your mind to data overload.
Yeah, the workflow aspect is critical here. Having a mountain of data is useless if it creates so much friction that you never actually look at it.
Oh, completely.
We really need to talk about how these tools integrate into a seller's actual daily routine.
So let's start right there and let's kick things off with Everbee. Because if we are establishing that data is an absolute necessity, my immediate question as a seller is, like, what is the fastest, least painful way to get my hands on it?
Makes sense.
I'm picturing an old school artisan who hates spreadsheets. Are they going to open a research tool and just immediately have a panic attack?
See, that is the exact demographic Everbee was built for. Its entire core philosophy revolves around speed and just removing friction.
Okay.
If you look at traditional keyword research tools from, say, 5 or 10 years ago, they required you to leave the marketplace entirely.
Oh, right. Opening a million tabs.
Exactly. You'd have to open a new tab, log into some clunky third-party website, type in your ideas, write down the results on a literal notepad, and then jump back over to Etsy to see what the actual products look like.
Which is exhausting. Context switching is a massive productivity killer. You lose your train of thought half a dozen times an hour doing that.
Exactly. But Everbee bypasses all of that by operating as a sleek Chrome extension.
Wait, so it's just in the browser?
Yeah, it is an interactive overlay that lives directly on the Etsy website. You don't jump between dashboards. You just navigate to Etsy.com, you start browsing exactly like a normal customer would, and Everbee injects its proprietary data right over the top of the listings on your screen.
So I'm basically browsing Etsy, but I have a heads-up display, like a fighter pilot or something.
That's a great way to picture it.
So I'm armed with real-time revenue spying capabilities.
Spying is the perfect word for it, though obviously in a completely legitimate, publicly aggregated way.
Sure.
As you scroll through a page of search results, you can just click the Everbee tab, and it instantly reveals the estimated monthly revenue, the total historical sales, the exact age of the listing, and the review velocity for almost every single product you are looking at.
Hold on, I need to pause on that because that sounds almost too good to be true.
A lot of people think that at first.
How does a third-party Chrome extension actually know how much money some random shop in Ohio is making on a specific wooden cutting board? Like, is it hacking their bank account?
It's a great question, and it's really important to understand the mechanics here so you can actually trust the data. No, it isn't hacking anything. Everbee uses an incredibly sophisticated predictive algorithm based entirely on publicly available data points.
Okay, public data.
Right. Every Etsy shop displays its total number of historical sales publicly. Every listing displays its total number of reviews and the date it was created.
Okay, so it has those little breadcrumbs.
Exactly. What Everbee's algorithm does is scrape those breadcrumbs in real time. It looks at the total sales of the shop. It analyzes the ratio of reviews left on a specific listing over a specific time frame. We call that review velocity. And then it factors in the historical conversion rates for that specific product category. Yeah, it runs a complex mathematical model to estimate how many units that specific item sells per month. And then obviously it just multiplies that by the price to give you the revenue.
So it's an estimate, but it's an incredibly highly educated estimate based on real-time market math.
Highly educated and remarkably accurate when you compare it across broad data sets. It gives you the directional certainty you need to make business decisions.
Let's make this concrete for the listener. Walk me through a theoretical example based on the online seller's hub testing. Let's say I want to start a shop selling custom wedding gifts.
Okay, custom wedding gifts. It's a highly lucrative but highly saturated niche.
Very saturated.
So if you're relying on intuition, you might spend 3 weeks designing and carving this beautiful set of personalized wooden coasters. You photograph them, you list them, and you just hear crickets.
Because there's a million coasters out there.
Exactly. But with Everbee, your workflow completely changes. You go to Etsy, you type custom wedding gifts into the search bar, and you hit enter.
So I'm staring at thousands of results. And normally I'm just guessing which ones are actually selling based on, I don't know, which photos look the prettiest.
But now you open the Everbee overlay on that exact search page. Within seconds, you tell the tool to sort all of those thousands of listings not by relevance, but by estimated monthly revenue or by estimated monthly sales volume.
Oh, wow. So the cream instantly rises to the top, mathematically speaking.
Instantly. You might discover that while wooden coasters look great, they're only generating maybe $50 a month on average. But right next to them, an engraved acrylic wedding welcome sign is pulling in an estimated $4,000 a month.
That is a massive difference.
And here's where the listing age metric becomes complete superpower. You can sort of find listings that were created in just the last 3 months that are already doing thousands in revenue.
Because that proves the trend is currently hot, not just something that accumulated sales slowly over the last 5 years.
You're hitting on the exact reason this methodology works so well. You are rapidly validating product ideas with hard, cold numbers before you spend a single dime on raw materials.
Before you buy the acrylic.
Before you buy machinery, before you spend hours taking photos, you only build what the data proves people are actively buying right now.
That is incredibly powerful for product discovery.
Yeah.
But what about the tags? Because we know Etsy relies heavily on those 13 little tags at the bottom of a listing for its search algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
Does Everbee give you any insight there, or is it just the revenue data?
Oh, the tag extraction feature is arguably its strongest daily utility. Etsy actually makes it quite tedious to view a competitor's tags natively.
Yeah, they bury them way at the bottom of the page.
Right, and sometimes they obscure them entirely. Everbee pulls the veil back on all of that. When you find that acrylic sign making $4,000 a month, you click one button in Everbee, and it extracts all 13 tags that listing is currently using.
And I assume I can just look at them.
Better than that. It has a one-click copy function. You click a button, and the top-performing tag strategy of your most successful competitor is instantly copied to your clipboard.
Just ready to paste?
Ready to be pasted into your own listing draft or a spreadsheet for analysis.
Oh, wait, let me push back on that for a second, because that sounds like a recipe for trouble to me.
How so?
If I just go in, find the top seller, copy their exact 13 tags, and paste them onto my listing, isn't that just lazy copycatting? Doesn't the algorithm penalize duplicate tags from different shops, or at least recognize that I'm just ripping someone off?
It's a very common misconception, but you really have to understand how contextual search works. Tags are not copyrightable material.
Right, they're just words.
They are indicators of buyer intent. The algorithm doesn't penalize you for using the same tags as a top seller because those tags represent the demand pool. If a buyer types acrylic welcome sign and both you and the competitor have that exact tag, you both enter the pool of potential results.
But I'm not going to magically outrank the top seller just because we have the same tags, right?
Definitely not. And that's the trap most people fall into, thinking copying tags is some sort of silver bullet. The top seller ranks highly because they have the tags and a massive history of high conversion rates, great reviews, and fast shipping.
The algorithm trusts them.
Exactly. By extracting their tags, you aren't cloning their success. You are simply ensuring your product is being entered into the correct race.
Okay, I like that analogy.
You are learning the vocabulary your buyers are using. If you don't use those proven tags, you aren't even on the track.
That makes total sense. You still have to win the race with a great product, but Everbee makes sure you actually show up to the starting line in the first place.
Exactly.
But here is my other concern with this tool. Having a data overlay pop up directly on the site sounds amazing when I'm in hardcore research mode. But doesn't it completely ruin the natural browsing experience?
I know what you mean.
Like, if I'm just on Etsy looking for a birthday present for my mom, am I going to be bombarded with revenue charts and analytics over every single coffee mug I look at?
That UI clutter is a genuine concern with a lot of browser extensions, but Everbee handled this brilliantly. It operates on an on-demand basis.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, you aren't forced to view this data every time you load a page. The overlay sits quietly on the side of your screen. You have to actively toggle it on.
So you basically put on your X-ray glasses only when you are clocking in for work.
Precisely. You activate your X-ray vision for a dedicated product discovery session. When you're done, you collapse the menu, and Etsy returns to its normal, visually pleasing, consumer-friendly state. It is highly respectful of the user experience.
Let's talk about the damage. A tool that operates this seamlessly scraping real-time data isn't going to be free forever. What is the pricing structure like?
Well, they do offer a free tier called the Hobby Plan, which gives you a limited number of analytical searches per month.
Just to test the waters.
It's essentially a trial to let you feel the power of the tool, yeah. But realistically, any seller intent on growing is going to need the Pro Plan, which currently sits around $29 a month.
Okay.
They also have a growth plan scaling up to $99 a month for your enterprise level, high volume users.
$29 a month. Okay, I'll be honest. Compared to a $10 Netflix subscription, that might feel a little steep for someone who just opened their shop and hasn't even made their first sale yet.
What's fascinating here is that it absolutely can feel like a hurdle at first. But this requires a shift in mindset from consumer spending to business investment.
Right. You're not buying entertainment.
The Online Sellers Hub analysis addresses this head on. First, look at the time savings. If you are creating multiple listings a week, the manual research required to find viable tags and validate ideas takes hours.
Hours and hours.
What is your hourly rate as a business owner? If Everbee saves you just 5 hours a week, it has paid for itself instantly.
And I guess on the revenue side, if that tool helps you validate just one single product idea that you wouldn't have thought of otherwise, and that product brings in an extra $500 a month,
then the $29 cost is completely negligible. You are buying a map to the treasure. Complaining about the cost of the map while ignoring the gold it leads you to is a very quick way to go out of business.
Fair point. Very fair point. You have to spend money to make money, provided you are spending it on the right intelligence. So to wrap up Everbee for a second, who's the ultimate target persona for this specific tool?
Everbee is fundamentally the best choice for visual thinkers, trend spotters, and sellers whose primary focus is rapid product discovery. If you want a modern, intuitive interface with zero technical learning curve.
Like you just want to point and click.
Yeah, if you want to browse Etsy visually and just get instant hard numbers on demand, Everbee is your engine.
I love that. Everbee is the sleek sports car. It's fast, it's visually impressive, you don't need a mechanics degree to drive it, and it gets you where you want to go at absolute top speed.
Great analogy.
But as any car owner knows, eventually, you do have to look under the hood. You can't just drive fast. You have to make sure the nuts and bolts of your vehicle are fundamentally sound, or you're going to break down on the highway. Which brings us perfectly to the second tool in this deep dive, E-Rank.
Oh, E-Rank is a completely different beast.
Tell me about it.
If Everbee is the sports car, E-Rank is the heavy-duty diagnostic machinery at the master mechanic's shop. For those who have been around the e-commerce block for a while, it used to be called Etsy Rank. It is the veteran, the undisputed heavy hitter of Etsy SEO auditing.
How does the daily experience actually differ from Everbee? Because if I'm not getting a sleek Chrome extension overlay, what am I getting?
You are getting depth over immediate speed. E-Rank is not an overlay. It is a standalone web-based software dashboard.
Okay, so a totally separate site.
It is packed with highly granular technical auditing tools, deep keyword analytics, and competitor monitoring matrices. When you log into E-Rank, you're not casually browsing. You're sitting down for a focused, intensive session of data analysis and shop optimization.
So I'm rolling my sleeves up and staring at spreadsheets and graphs.
Yes, and for very good reason. Let's look at one of its flagship features, the listing audit tool. This is where E-Rank separates itself for technical SEO.
How does it work?
You connect your shop, and E-Rank scans your entire catalog of live listings. It analyzes them against a massive checklist of Etsy SEO best practices, and it assigns every single listing an instant letter grade from A+ all the way down to F.
Wait, it literally grades your listings like a harsh high school teacher handing back a report card.
It is exactly like a report card. And I will warn you, the first time you run a shop audit, it can be a really bruising experience for your ego.
I can imagine.
You might look at a listing you spent 3 days perfecting only to see a giant red D- sitting next to it.
Ouch. Nobody wants to log in and see their feeling at their own business. But I assume it doesn't just hand you an F and like laugh at you. Yeah. It has to tell you why you failed.
And that is exactly where the magic happens. The grade is just the attention grabber. Below the grade, E-Rank provides a hyper-specific, actionable checklist of the exact bottlenecks and technical mistakes that are dragging that listing down. It tells you exactly what to fix.
Give me some examples. What kind of technical mistakes is E-Rank hunting for that a normal seller would just completely miss?
It looks for a myriad of issues. For instance, it aggressively flags one-word tags.
Okay.
It will alert you if you have duplicate keywords in your tags, if you are missing vital listing attributes, if you are overusing the exact same tags across your entire shop, and it even catches simple spelling mistakes in your titles and tags that are killing your search visibility.
Let me stop you there and dig into the one-word tag issue, because I hear this all the time from sellers.
It's a big one.
If I am selling a chair, why wouldn't I use the tag chair? It seems perfectly logical. Why does E-Rank consider a one-word tag a massive failure?
It comes back to understanding buyer intent and the mechanics of the search algorithm. We call this the difference between short-tail and long-tail keywords.
Right.
Chair is a short-tail keyword. It is a massive, incredibly broad category. If you tag your listing with chair, you are competing against literally millions of other listings.
Yeah.
Dining chairs, dollhouse chairs, antique chairs, folding chairs. The competition is an unwinnable ocean.
So I'm just a single drop of water in the ocean.
Yeah.
And the buyer is never going to scroll a page 10,000 to find me.
Exactly. Furthermore, a buyer typing just the word chair into Etsy usually doesn't know what they want yet. They are just browsing.
They're window shopping.
Right. They have low purchase intent. But if a buyer types mid-century blue velvet armchair, that is a long tail keyword. The search volume is much lower, but the purchase intent is incredibly high.
Oh, I see.
If you have that exact phrase in your tags, you might only compete against 300 listings, and the buyer is ready to pull out their credit card right then and there. E-Rank flags one-word tags because they are a wasted opportunity to capture that high-intent, long-tail traffic.
That is a phenomenal explanation.
Yeah.
You're basically wasting one of your precious 13 tag slots on a lottery ticket instead of a targeted advertisement.
Precisely. And E-Rank catches other invisible errors, too. Let's talk about missing attributes.
Well, I hate doing those.
Most people do. When you create a listing, Etsy asks for attributes: primary color, occasion, material, style. A lot of sellers get lazy and skip those drop-down menus because they already put the color in the title.
Guilty as charged. It just feels so redundant.
It feels redundant to a human, yes, but it is absolutely critical to the algorithm. When a buyer searches for wedding gift, they get millions of results. What is the first thing they do?
They filter.
Exactly. They go to the sidebar and click the filter for color, weight, or material, wood. If you left the attribute blank, your listing instantly vanishes from their screen, even if your product is white wood and your SEO is otherwise perfect.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. E-Rank flags those missing attributes before you lose the sale.
Okay, so E-Rank is basically acting as these strictest, most pedantic editor and SEO manager you could possibly hire. It makes sure the technical foundation of your listing is mathematically flawless.
Flawless, exactly.
But it goes beyond just Etsy, right?
Yeah.
Because the source material makes a really huge deal out of E-Rank's multi-platform tracking.
This is a massive differentiator and a huge reason advanced sellers rely on it so heavily. E-Rank doesn't just operate inside the Etsy bubble.
Where else is it looking?
It actively pulls search volume, click-through rates, and competition metrics across Google, Amazon, and even Pinterest. It features a rank checker to track the historical placement of your listings over time, and this amazing TrendBuzz feature to monitor macro market movements.
Okay, brace me here, because I need to play the skeptic again.
Bring it on.
If I'm exclusively selling my engraved acrylic wedding signs on Etsy, why on earth should I care what someone in Seattle is searching for on Amazon, or what some teenager is pinning on Pinterest? Isn't that just a bunch of extra data noise that distracts me from my actual platform?
It absolutely sounds like noise until you understand the life cycle of consumer trends on the internet.
Okay, lay it on me.
Trends rarely originate on a purchasing platform like Etsy or Amazon. Broad market trends, aesthetic shifts, and massive seasonal movements almost always hit external discovery engines first.
Really? So the wave starts somewhere else before it crashes on Etsy?
Almost always. Let's look at buyer psychology for a second. If someone is getting married in 18 months, they don't immediately go to Etsy and buy a welcome sign. What do?
They go to Pinterest to build a mood board.
Exactly. They go to Google Image Search to look up broad conceptual ideas like dark academia wedding decor or coastal grandmother aesthetic.
Right. It's the inspiration phase. They're just gathering vibes.
Vibe gathering generates massive search volume on Google and Pinterest months before those buyers are ready to actually purchase physical items. So if you are looking at E-Rank's multi-platform data and you spot a sudden 300% spike in Pinterest searches for emerald green velvet wedding accents,
you have an early warning radar system?
Yes. You know what they're going to want to buy in 6 months.
That is wild.
You can start designing, prototyping, and listing emerald green velvet products on Etsy before the massive wave of buyers actually migrates to the platform to make their purchases. You catch the trend at the absolute beginning of its life cycle, establishing your ranking while competition is still low.
Because if you only look at Etsy data, you are only reacting to what is already popular. External data allows you to actually forecast.
It turns you from a reactive crafter into a proactive market analyst. That is an unbelievable advantage.
It really is. Okay, so tools that do multi-platform analytics, rank tracking, and site-wide technical auditing usually cost an arm and a leg. I mean, enterprise SEO software for Google is hundreds of dollars a month. What is the damage for E-Rank?
You're going to laugh because it has arguably the most absurd price-to-value ratio in the entire software industry.
Oh, yeah.
E-Rank offers a very generous free plan that gives you a robust baseline of auditing tools. But their basic plan, which unlocks a massive amount of functionality, including a lot of the competitor analysis, starts at under $6 a month.
Wait, what?
Specifically, around $5.99.
Wait, $6 total? You can't even get a decent latte in 2026 for $6.
It is incredibly accessible. And if you want their pro plan, which gives you vast daily search limits and deeper trend data, it is only around $9.99 a month.
That is almost suspicious. How do they keep it that cheap?
They operate on massive volume. Because it's a legacy tool with huge brand recognition, they have hundreds of thousands of active users, allowing them to keep the subscription cost incredibly low while still funding deep development.
Wow. So who is the ultimate target persona for eRank then?
eRank is fundamentally built for SEO purists. It is for budget-conscious sellers who want maximum return on minimal software spend. But more than that, it is for the analytical seller.
The spreadsheet lovers.
Exactly. If you are the kind of person who actually enjoys spreadsheet-style data, who likes to sit down with a cup of coffee for a focused, highly technical optimization session to squeeze every last drop of performance out of a listing's back end, eRank is your ultimate playground.
Okay, let's take a breath and look at the board here.
Let's review.
On one side, we have Everbee, the sleek, fast, $29 a month Chrome extension built for visual product validation and rapid tag spying. On the other side, we have eRank, the deep analytical $6 a month web dashboard built for grueling technical SEO audits and multi-platform trend forecasting.
Perfect summary.
Now, the internet loves a good this versus that debate, right? Mm. Apple versus PC, Marvel versus DC, Everbee versus eRank. People want to know which team to join. But based on the online sellers hub data, do sellers actually have to choose just one?
Here's where it gets really interesting. This is where we stop looking at beginners and start looking at what the truly elite sellers, the top 1% earners on the platform, are actually doing.
Okay, what are they going?
The short answer is no, you do not have to choose just one. In fact, if you want to scale to a multi-six-figure level, you absolutely shouldn't.
So they aren't treating it as an either-or situation?
Not at all. The highest earners view these two tools not as competitors, but as complementary halves of a complete closed-loop system. They use both tools together to form the ultimate 1-2 punch.
Okay, before we get into how they use them together, I want to address a technical fear I know some listeners are definitely having right now. If I connect two different software programs to my Etsy shop, aren't they going to trip over each other? Like, is eRank going to accidentally delete my tags while Everbee is trying to read them? Is my shop going to glitch out and get shut down by the algorithm?
It is a totally valid fear, but you can rest easy. You can use both tools simultaneously and entirely safely because they both connect via official Etsy API integrations.
Let's avoid the jargon for a second. Explain what an API connection actually is in this context.
Think of an API, an application programming interface, like a secure digital handshake between Etsy and the software. It acts like a highly restricted passport.
Okay, a passport.
When you connect eRank or Everbee, you aren't giving them your master password. You are giving them a digital passport that says, you have permission to read the data in my shop, but you do not have permission to write or alter anything without my explicit manual approval.
Ah, so the tools can look at my listings and grade them, but they can't maliciously or accidentally change my titles behind my back.
Exactly. Neither tool alters your live shop files automatically. They are diagnostic and analytical tools. They give you the data, but you as the seller still have to go into Etsy and make the actual changes yourself. It is completely safe, highly regulated, and officially sanctioned by Etsy's developer terms of service.
Okay, that is a massive relief.
Mm-hmm.
So walk me through this hybrid strategy. Break down the granular workflow of a top-tier, top 1% seller who is utilizing both Everbee and eRank on, say, a Tuesday morning. What does their actual process look like from start to finish?
It is a very deliberate two-step pipeline. Step one is all about ideation and validation, and that is where Everbee shines. Let's say our seller sits down at 8 a.m. with their coffee. They don't open a spreadsheet. They open Etsy.com.
Right to the source.
They start actively browsing their niche. Let's stick with the custom wedding market we used earlier. They toggle the Everbee extension on.
The X-ray glasses are on.
Right. They are scrolling through search results, actively hunting for anomalies. They are looking for product niches with exceptionally high estimated revenue, but relatively low competition.
Hunting for the gap in the market.
Exactly. They spot a new trend, say, personalized leather vow books. Everbee tells them a specific listing is doing $6,000 a month and was only created 2 months ago. Boom. Idea validated.
Just like that.
Just like that. They click the extract button, pull the exact tags that listing is using, and save them to a notepad.
Okay, so by 8:30 a.m., they know exactly what to make, and they know the basic vocabulary the market is using to find it. They've found the gold mine.
Precisely. Now, step two. They turn off Everbee, and they move out of the marketplace and into the eRank dashboard. They take that validated, high-revenue idea, the leather vow books, and they plug those extracted tags into eRank's keyword tool.
So they use Everbee to find the broad idea, and E-Rank to refine the execution of it.
Exactly. In E-Rank, they perform the deep, granular work. They analyze those extracted tags to see if they are too competitive. They use E-Rank to find long-tail variations of those tags that might have less competition.
They're digging deeper.
They check the multi-platform search volume to ensure this vow book trend isn't just a weird anomaly on Etsy, but is actually supported by stable search volume on Google and Pinterest.
So they are fact-checking Everbee's instantaneous data with E-Rank's historical multi-platform data.
That is a brilliant way to put it. They are cross-referencing. And finally, they build the listing. They write the title, they add the photos, they plug in the optimized tags. But before they ever hit the publish button to send it live to the public, they run that draft listing through the E-Rank listing audit.
They force the strict teacher to grade the paper before they turn it in.
Yes. They run the audit, they fix any missing attributes, they eliminate any duplicate words, and they tweak the listing until E-Rank scores it a perfect A+. Only then do they publish.
I love this workflow. It goes back to our earlier analogies,
but
it combines them beautifully. It is literally like using a high-tech drone Everbee to fly over the landscape and scout out the absolute perfect, most profitable location to build a house.
Right.
You find the spot, you use the cameras to validate that the land is valuable, but you don't just start pouring concrete. Once the drone finds the spot, you hire the strictest, most detailed building inspector on the planet E-Rank to come in.
To test the soil.
Yeah, test the soil, ensure the foundation is poured flawlessly, check that every nail is in the right place, and certify that everything is completely up to code.
The drone finds the opportunity. The inspector ensures it is built to survive the elements. When you combine the speed and real-time revenue spying of Everbee with the deep structural diagnostic power of E-Rank, you are operating with a massive, almost unfair advantage over sellers who are still just guessing or using only one half of the equation.
It totally is an unfair advantage. You are operating with perfect information in a market where most people are literally operating blind. But, okay, as much as I love this strategy, and I genuinely believe this hybrid approach is the mandatory playbook for 2026, we have to bring this entire conversation back down to earth.
Yeah, we need to introduce the caveat.
Yes, the massive glaring caveat. We need to build the bridge between all this amazing, highly technical keyword research and the reality of actually getting money deposited into your bank account. Because we have established that having a keyword tool like Everbee or E-Rank is critical. But let's be brutally honest with our listeners for a second. Keywords and SEO optimization, they are only half the battle.
It is what the industry refers to as the leaky bucket reality.
Let's explain the leaky bucket to them. You can spend hours using Everbee to find the perfect product. You can spend days in E-Rank getting a perfect A+ grade on your listing. You can rank on page one of Etsy. But if your conversion rate is terrible, if your listing photos are blurry or poorly lit, if your overall shop infrastructure is broken, or if your pricing offer just doesn't appeal to buyers, your bucket has massive holes in it.
Giant holes.
And if you have a leaky bucket, all the perfect SEO traffic in the world is just water pouring straight out onto the floor. It will not bring you sales.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this requires understanding the absolute limit of what software can do for you. Tools like Everbee and E-Rank are incredibly powerful traffic engines.
Right, traffic, not sales.
Their entire job is to decipher the algorithm and drive a potential customer right to the digital front door of your listing. But that is exactly where their power ends. They cannot reach through the screen, grab the customer's mouse, and force them to click the buy button.
They get the customer to the door, but the customers still have to actually want to walk inside, look around, and hand over their credit card.
Precisely. This is the realm of conversion rate optimization, or CRO. If your primary thumbnail image is dark and cluttered, the buyer won't even click the listing, regardless of your A+ E-Rank score.
So true.
If your product description is confusing, or if your shipping times are twice as long as your competitors, all of that brilliant SEO optimization you spent hours on is completely wasted effort. You will get the initial impression, but you will lose the sale.
And it's actually worse than just losing a single sale, isn't it? Because Etsy's algorithm doesn't just look at keywords. It actively looks at buyer behavior.
That is the terrifying part that most sellers don't realize. Etsy utilizes a contextual search ranking algorithm. It monitors what we call dwell time and bounce rate.
Explain those real quick.
Dwell time is how long someone stays on your page. Bounce rate is when they leave immediately. So if your perfect E-ranked SEO gets your listing to page one and 100 people click on it, but your photos are so bad that all 100 people immediately hit the back button without buying.
The algorithm notices that, doesn't it?
The algorithm notices it immediately. It assumes your product is either low quality or completely irrelevant to what the buyers were actually searching for. As a result, the algorithm will actively penalize you. It will drop your listing from page one down to page 10 just to protect the buyer experience.
Oh, wow. So bad photos or bad pricing can actually actively counteract and destroy good SEO.
100%.
You can't just slap a mathematically perfect set of tags onto a mediocre product and expect the software to make you rich.
Not in 2026. The competition is too fierce and the algorithm is too smart. You absolutely need the traffic, which the tools provide, but you must have the conversion infrastructure in place to capture that traffic.
Which perfectly sets up the final, most crucial piece of the puzzle we need to cover today. Because if you are listening to this deep dive, and you are realizing that you need to stop guessing, take the blindfold off, and start building a real data-driven brand, you might also be realizing that you don't actually know if your bucket is leaking.
Right, it's hard to see your own flaws.
The team at Online Sellers Hub understands this completely, and they have actually built a bridge for this exact problem.
They recognize that success requires a holistic approach. It addresses the entire ecosystem of a shop, not just the keyword data in isolation.
Right. They are actively urging sellers to take their free shop diagnostic assessment. Listeners, you can find this right now at my.onlinesellershub.com. And I want to be clear here. This is not just another keyword generator.
No, not at all.
This diagnostic assessment is specifically designed to identify all those hidden bottlenecks and leaks we just talked about.
It acts as a comprehensive full-body scan for your e-commerce business.
Exactly. It provides a full shop audit. It looks at your conversion health. Are your photos and descriptions actually designed to sell? It looks at your overall SEO setup. Are you structured correctly for the algorithm? And it looks at your operational readiness.
Like, if you suddenly got 50 orders tomorrow, could your shop actually scale to handle it, or would it break?
Exactly. It is finding the holes in the bucket and showing you how to patch them before you start pouring all that expensive, high-quality traffic and using Airbnb E-Rank.
Go to my.onlinesellershub.com and run your shop through the diagnostic. It takes a few minutes, and it is incredibly eye-opening.
And because the team at Online Sellers Hub wants to ensure you have the actual tools to fix the problems they find, they have a special limited-time bonus that ties this entire episode together beautifully.
It is an unbelievably valuable resource package.
It really is. Anyone who goes to the site and completes that free diagnostic assessment instantly unlocks the premium step-by-step training guides for both Everbee and E-Rank, absolutely free.
Think about the value of that for a second. You get a customized diagnosis of your shop's overall health and conversion bottlenecks. And immediately upon finishing, you are handed the expert training manuals for the two most powerful market research tools in the industry to help you execute the fixes and grow your traffic.
It is the complete package. Diagnose the problem, get the tools, learn exactly how to use them, and scale your business.
It's everything you need.
So what does this all mean for us today? We've talked about the blindfolded maze, the drone scouting the land, the strict building inspector grading the foundation, and the leaky bucket losing the water. We've covered a massive amount of technical ground on how to survive and thrive on Etsy in 2026.
And I think stepping back from all this technical data leaves us with a rather profound question to consider as business owners.
Lay it on us.
We have spent this entire deep dive establishing that tools like Everbee and E-Rank use highly sophisticated machine learning algorithms to estimate your revenue, extract data, and grade your listings. They are incredibly powerful, indispensable tools. But as these software platforms get smarter, and as more and more sellers inevitably adopt them as the baseline standard, we have to ask ourselves a structural question about the future of the marketplace.
Right.
Will the future winners on Etsy be those who create the most beautiful, unique, highest quality products? Or will the platform simply be dominated by those who are the most ruthless at manipulating the data and playing the SEO game?
Oof. That is a heavy, almost existential question for a creative, because if everyone eventually has a perfect A+ E-Rank score and everyone is using Everbee to find the exact same high revenue niches, How do you actually stand out?
You stand out by remembering what the data is actually for. And that is why, as you dive into these tools, and we have established that you absolutely must dive into them, you have to maintain perspective. You have to use the data to enhance your craft, not to replace it.
I really love that distinction.
The data tells you where the audience is standing. It tells you what language they speak. But your unique artistry, your product quality, and your customer service are what will actually make them stay and buy. Do not let your unique voice, your creativity, or your passion get lost in the relentless robotic pursuit of the perfect A-plus grade or the highest search volume metric.
That is the perfect way to look at it. The data is simply the map that gets you through the maze, but you still have to build a beautiful house at the end of the road. Use Everbee to fly the drone and find the most profitable path. Use E-Rank to make sure you're walking that path with a solid, flawless foundation. Go to my.onlinesellershub.com to fix the leaks in your bucket so you don't lose the sales. But at the end of the day, when the SEO is done, bring your unique art to the world. It is time to take the blindfold off, stop stumbling around in the dark, and start navigating this marketplace with intention and data. Thanks for diving deep with us today.